So we're recording here for part two with Mr. Naviel. We're having a great conversation about cool stuff that we like. I like this talk, man, and we're really talking into about like the little tidbits of recording. And I haven't done it in a long time, bro. Like honestly, just I play with the GarageBand, but that's way different. And you kind of get tired of it because it's small screen and you can't your fingers and my fingers are very clumsy. I'm like, nah, that doesn't sound good. So I just stopped messing with it. But I like to, like my cousin, he still records. Shout outs
Got
to KRMC. He's a an artist. He makes all kinds of music.
that's dope.
And when he publishes stuff, I'm like, dude, you're doing some magical stuff, bro. I love what you're doing, you know? And so when I go and check out his stuff, he has a bunch of machines like you, bro. I'm like, damn, I want it, bro. I want some of that stuff. But I mean, obviously, I'm a,
Now
go ahead,
it's
man.
beautiful. It's beautiful, man. Like you get to see different people's setups, you know. And technology do help. I like the technology, like I said, but it's something about a machine, you know. It different machines have a thing called sound engines. So like underneath with the hood, you get this certain characteristic that sounds different from other machines, and that comes together and create this crazy concoction, if
Yeah, dude.
you
I actually, my first instrument after coming back from Houston, I bought the, not the Trident. I wanted the Trident,
Trident is really dope.
but I
That's
got the Trinity. It was
the
the
trend. Okay.
Trinity was before the Trident, so it had a lot of the same capabilities, but it didn't
Yeah.
have the sampling capabilities, which I kind of hated. I
Yeah.
hated that it didn't have that, but I didn't have the moolah, the money, right, to
Yeah,
buy
yeah,
the Trident. The Trident was like bought almost 3 G's, and I bought the Trinity for like 1.5, you know, $1,500.
yeah. Dang, yeah,
And
that's a lot of bread for the Trident. I seen the Trident when I worked at the music store. I worked at I don't know if y'all got a Sam Ash out there.
nah, but
Okay, that's
we have a lot of beautiful, like I think you had a some stores like that. I mean, I forgot what they're called, but yeah.
yeah. That was my first time I see the Trident, and dude was like, "Yeah, I'm trying to upgrade my equipment. Can I sell my Trident?" It was beautiful. 67 key and
Sampling.
sampling time. That's a dope machine. That's a really dope machine, yo. That's a really
And
dope machine.
it's a huge keyboard. The color is like a platinum color.
I like the
Beautiful,
blue
man.
screen. It's like a
Blue
blue screen.
screen.
That blue screen dope. I
If
like
you
it.
have that now, it's like a like you have a really good old school, like new school, old school, new school type of vibe on that keyboard.
Like I said, you're gonna sound vintage alone because the way that it was made at that time, the sound processing and all that
Yeah.
it's a really dope machine. It's a really dope machine. I didn't know about it till later on. I didn't know that Timbaland used that a lot. Timbaland used
A
that.
lot of those cats used it a lot. Like back in the early 2000s, and that's when that Trident kicked off and a lot of people started using it.
That's a
I used to go to my friend and I, my homie from shout outs to Ryan, Robert Ryan Perez in Houston. He was my roommate. I moved out of my apartment and moved in with him, and we would make beats all day, bro. So we didn't have equipment for a while. So we would go to the stores where they sell all these beautiful freaking equipment. We'd be there for hours, bro, like dang, 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 making beats. And everybody was like, what are these two cats doing? It sounds cool, but y'all gotta go if you ain't gonna buy anything.
Nah, that's the fun, man. I worked at a music store, so I used to hear nothing but people playing with machines. It's fun, man. Working at a music store, you make a lot of excuses to buy equipment. Your whole check just goes straight to the store again. It's a lot of dope equipment, but yeah, nah, I feel it, man. That's what I did a lot. I go straight to a Guitar Center or something, try to find a machine, post up, play around. That's yeah.
So guitar, you have a Guitar Center over there? Yeah.
Yeah, Guitar Center's out here. That's a lot. It's a lot of Guitar Centers out here. It's a lot of
Yeah.
Guitar Centers. Yeah.
I think we have one now here in Laredo where I'm at. I
Yeah.
haven't gone to it. I would take my kids usually, like, hey, let's go check out this stuff. Like, as an
Yeah.
ex, I'm like, hey, let's go check out. I knew I wasn't gonna buy anything, but like, hey, let's go check what they got in there. And my kids be
Yeah.
in there like ding, bong, ding. Like my daughter be playing with the drums.
Yeah, the drums. I love the drums. That was actually the first instrument that I actually bought. like actual live instrument.
Like a live drum set?
Yeah, I got a live drum set.
That's cool,
I got,
man.
yeah, my
You
homie
know how to play
Harrison.
it?
Yeah, I actually know how to play. I know how to
Dang.
play. Yeah, I'm not that good at it, but
But
I know how
the
to stay in the pocket.
basics.
Yeah, I know how to do a 1-2. I know how to make a boom bap sound
If you can do the
on the
boom bap,
drum.
that's all
Yeah,
you need, bro. You don't
that's
need to
all.
know anything else after
I
that.
don't
Right?
need to know nothing else. Just straight. Yeah, but shout out to my man Harrison. I worked at a music store. He helped me buy my first drum set. So he actually taught me how to play the drums and love. He just showed me like one little trick. He was like, "I was playing like this." He was like,
Yeah.
"Nah, bro. Like, it's not put this arm over that one." And then now, I was like, "Oh, okay." So I,
The timing's better.
yeah. The time is better. So you know, even the technique of holding your drumsticks, like the way how it made me better with drum machines. Actually, it made me look at drum
Drums.
machines way differently.
Different.
Yeah. So shout out to Harrison, man. He dope. He in Boston. He's
That's where
at
you met him?
Berkeley. He no, I actually met him at the music store in Atlanta. We
Oh
he actually
shit.
yeah, he came all the way to Atlanta just to and he just worked out there. But he ended up going to Berkeley. That's the crazy thing.
Wow.
Yeah,
You
that's
weren't there
crazy.
at the same time though, right?
We just ended up meeting at the music store and he just had
That
a hoodie
is
on. He had a Berkeley hoodie on. I'm like,
no
what's
way, bro. You're like,
yeah,
what?
he yeah, he way younger though. He was 20 when I met him. I'm like, you know, I'm 27, so I
You're
met him like,
27 right now?
yeah, I'm 27 right now.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
Man, you're young, bro. Young.
I'm pushing 30, as they say.
Nah, man, you just, bro, I'm 45, bro. Don't even
You
compare
don't even
yourself to
look.
me.
You don't even
I
look 40. You don't even look 45.
take care of myself, bro.
Hey, that's what's up.
I take care of myself. I take pride in taking care of myself.
That's good. That's
That's a
good.
whole nother journey. And if you listen to a lot of my episodes, you'll be like, oh, I know where Eric's coming from. He's like,
Yeah.
I'm all about like the brain. You know, making sure your
Yeah.
brain's healthy, you know,
Yeah.
improving your brain, like your intelligence and your
Yeah.
cognition and the ability to think faster, create more, and just make your brain a lot more efficient. So I studied that game, and then I studied how to take care of my body from the different organs. And then it comes from my grandma, bro. My grandma was all into that back in the, she kind of put me on and a lot of stuff. And she, but
Yeah.
I, you know, when you're younger, you're like, nah, whatever, grandma.
Yeah.
But then I was like, grandma was on some shit, bro. Like she was way ahead of
Yeah.
all these freaking
Yeah,
hipsters now. Yeah, let's go
herbalist.
grounding. My grandma was grounding, bro. Shut up. Shut up, bro. You don't
She
know
just
nothing
said
about
play
grounding.
outside. She just said play outside with no shoes on.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
nah, that's dope. Grandmas be knowing, man. Like the older I
Exactly.
get, the more I appreciate like hearing stories from like your grandparents and just hearing how like they be knowing, man. They be knowing. That's dope. That's actually dope.
Yeah,
That's
and then was your grandma into music too or not?
so my hold on, let me think. Now my grandma married my granddad, which is the musician. So
Yeah.
you know, she was just around it. But my grandma, she was more into like she was like just a medical. She was into medical and
Oh.
helping like she worked at the thing called PONS, where it's like people kids with that was troubled kids that needed medication. Like just
Oh.
kids with bad temper, but he was on medication or she
Oh
was
shit.
prescribed them like stuff like that. But she
So she
but
put in a lot of work, man. That's a
yeah,
lot of work.
she
That's a
was
lot of
retired
work.
now. She just moved out here.
That's good.
Cause I'm from Virginia originally. So
Oh,
she moved
VA.
from VA man.
Yo, for
Yeah.
real?
Yeah.
You're
Yep,
like,
yep.
nah, not for real, bro. Timberland,
No,
Timberland. Right? Timberland's
yeah.
from there too, right?
Hey, Timberland, they was more that's Virginia Beach side.
Okay.
That's Virginia Beach side, which is like 30 minutes. But my city is very small. So if I was to say it, you know, like some people say they were like, "Where you from?" And you just say
A
a
random
bigger
name.
area. Yeah, say a
Yeah.
bigger area that everybody know.
Oh, like it, like me, San Antonio. Like, oh, I
Yeah.
know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're
Exactly.
like,
Exactly. Exactly. So when people say Virginia, I'm like, "Oh, Virginia Beach." They're like, "Oh, okay." But I'm really from like an area called Portsmouth, Virginia.
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth, Virginia. But I graduated high school in Norfolk, where like Pusha T from, like Pusha T, like,
Oh yeah, Pusha T and his brother from there, right?
Norfolk area. But yeah, then I
Nips.
moved to Atlanta. Yep.
Dude, so wow. Like I'm from Laredo. I'm a small town. Like people don't know that Laredo's part of the United States. They're like, you're
Dang.
from Laredo? Like Isn't that in Mexico? Like, no, bro. That's
Mm.
well, we're practically like right next to the river, and if you cross the river, that's Mexico, and
For
that's
real.
Nuevo Laredo is Mexico, and then we're on the U.S. side is Laredo, which is just no Nuevo Laredo. You know, very
Yeah.
different, very
That's
different.
dope, actually. That's actually dope. I want to go to Mexico. That'd be dope. I've been learning a little Spanish, like a little Spanish. I went to the DR twice.
No way, man. Dominican
Yeah.
Republic?
Yeah, it was
No
beautiful.
way.
It was beautiful. It blew
Man,
my mind.
I
It
need to
blew
link you up with my homie from Paterson, New Jersey. He's a
my mind.
I don't know if you heard of him. His name is Jump Out LO.
Nah, I
He
never heard it.
makes he you I'll put you on with him, bro. He's
Yeah.
he talks about mental health in his raps and like his struggle. And he's originally from the DR, bro. And now he's in
Whoa.
Patterson, New Jersey. Like, we're connecting the dots here. You know what I mean?
That's
Y'all need
that's
to link
dope.
up and make some good music,
Yeah,
bro.
that'd be dope. That'd be dope. Yeah. That'd be sick. That'd be sick. Yeah. I seen a couple of people rapping out there in DR. Dude walked up to me. They're like, yo, man, he spoke three different languages. He was speaking English really good too. Like, yeah, man, I do music. Take my WhatsApp. And he showed me his music videos. He was really nice. He was really nice.
So he rapped in like English, Spanish, and then another language, or what?
He rapped in fr he knew French, Spanish, and English. He was rapping in English, but he was mixing it up with Spanish. But he know French too.
Bro, and that right now, like, I don't know if you know, but like the Spanish versions of every genre are like blowing
Yeah,
up, dude.
yeah,
They're
yeah.
blowing
Nah,
up crazy.
seriously. Yeah, seriously. I noticed that too. That I appreciated the culture out there because it's way less serious than America. Like you could tell they just and you know, of course they're not making as much money, but they satisfied with life in a different
For
like they don't
real,
really need, yeah, it's just
different
like
perspective.
yeah, different perspective, you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
and you see that a lot, like in Puerto Rico, DR, Mexico, Brazil, all of these southern countries in the world, like their vibe is different, bro. Like their vibe is very like uplifting. Like, you know, like they want to laugh and they want to have a good time. And we see that a lot, like here in our culture. But still, you can still feel it because we're near it. And a lot of us, like my parents, are both from Mexico. A lot of my family, they're like, we're first gen here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
Oh, that's
we have a
dope.
lot of the roots still. We want to make sure
Yeah.
that our kids carry that over, though.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah,
Because,
that's beautiful, man. That's
yeah.
beautiful. That's really beautiful. That's really beautiful. I love the culture because like I said, it's fresh to know like outside of America and then you go to over there. It's like I said, it's not I remember a girl telling me, she was like, yo, you too serious. Y'all too serious in America. Like, I don't y'all too serious. And I was like, yeah, you're right. He was like, y'all work. They don't have overtime like that. They don't have overtime over there or nothing like that. They party, they have fun, and they work hard when they work hard, but they enjoy life as much, and that's refreshing, you
And
know.
then they have a beautiful country.
Yes, oh my gosh,
I've never
man.
been there, but I can just see the imagine because I've seen pictures and videos. Like, because we want to go over there. My wife was like, "Hey, let's go over there," because they have like really good rates for like
Man,
for vacation.
yeah, oh man, flight it's cheaper to go to there than it is to go back to Virginia for
No
me.
way, bro. I'd rather go
Yeah.
to DR
Yeah.
then. Go to
Yeah.
DR.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. I want to go to a different country though.
Tell your family, hey, we're gonna meet at DR. Don't nobody go to VA. Everybody, let's meet up in DR. It's cheaper for everybody.
It's too free.
And we have a better time over there.
For real. For real.
And I went to Puerto Rico back in 98, and my cousin took me. He paid for everything. I was like, bro, thank you for taking me, bro. It was a humbling experience because we're so used to, like you said, like the let's go, and the lifestyle over there was like, hey, wait, let's just enjoy the right now. Like, enjoy the like it wasn't like San Juan is the main city over there, but where my uncle's from, he's actually from a small little pueblo in the like mountainous area, and it's called Seales, I think it's called. And it's a small itty bitty community, bro. in the middle of the jungles, and all you heard at night was the freaking frogs, you know, and it was humid, and we were drinking wine or alcohol that they had there. And then I was like, dude, this is fun, bro. We're in a like we're in a whole nother experience, like outside of technology, outside of everything. It was beautiful.
That's beautiful, man. I love moments like that. That's beautiful. I love mountains too. And like I was out there in the mountains where my ears was, it was crazy to see
Pop.
kids just walking up, going to school on
Oh
mountains.
shit.
Like they just they stay on mountains. Like it's a the you can see where they carved out the street just so to be on the mountain. Like it's crazy. And
That's
they were just
beautiful.
a
That's
regular
beautiful, man.
community. Yeah, it's
You
beautiful.
see a lot of that in Mexico too, man. Like when I used to go a lot to Guadalajara. Where my dad's from.
For real?
It's like a 16-hour drive from where I'm at right now. It's like a 16, 17-hour drive. It's a beautiful drive, man. You see Mexico, like I miss it, bro, to be honest.
For
And we
real?
used to go in a car with no AC.
Man.
In an old 87 Buick or something like that. And no, actually a 70 something Buick, and we'd be driving over there, bro. But those moments are, man, I get
Yeah.
tear up when I talk about it, bro, because it was
Yeah.
so beautiful just traveling with my brothers and my dad and my mom, going all the way in those beautiful mountainous areas,
Yeah.
and just
I'm gonna have to
amazing,
check that
bro.
out. I'm gonna have to go to I'm gonna have to go to my cousin was telling me, he was like, yo, you need to go to Mexico. He been there. He said he like Mexico. He been back in there. I forgot where he was at. I want to say
Monterrey,
Tulum.
Mexico, Tulum.
Tulum. Yeah,
Oh, bro.
Tulum. It's for
I didn't go to Tulum, but I went to like a nearby area, which is like about 20 minutes from where I was at last year. Bro, I wanted to move. I was like, bro, I told my wife, we're gonna buy a property here. I don't care. We're moving over here. She's like, you're
Nah.
crazy. I'm like, no, we're living over here. I don't care what you say. We're gonna buy a property here, man. I'm gonna try to manifest it for real.
I need to visit. I wanna visit. He said the music scene was good out there
Oh
too.
yeah. Yeah.
He said the music scene was good. I
The
wanna check it out.
driver that took us from the airport to the hotel and vice versa, on the way back, he was telling me, dude, there's like a huge musical fest, a techno electronic EDM type of vibe happening in November. And then it's gonna happen like every 6 months. But they're gonna bring people from all over the place to Tulum, and they're gonna hang out over there, man, and it's gonna be like a big old
That's dope.
festival.
I need to
I
put
was
that in
like,
my notes.
yeah, you need to look into that, because he told me, bro. I mean, I told him, man, if I was younger, or maybe my kids were older, my wife and I would probably check it out. But
Yeah, that's so it's every so
I
it's
think he
in
said every
Tulum.
November for sure, and then it's gonna happen every 6 months in Tulum.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up because my cousin he makes electronic music, so that makes perfect sense why
Yeah,
he said the
that's probably what
music.
he's talking about.
He probably was talking about, I think that's what he was talking about. He probably went there, but yeah, that's pretty cool. That's I'm gonna visit there. I'm gonna visit there.
Beautiful, man. You're not gonna want to come back, bro.
I already
Man, for
know,
sure. The
man.
water, bro. I came
It's
back
blue.
blue. I was like, I thought it was fake. I was like, bro, this is fake. This is fake. I want, man. I was like, man, I cannot believe this exists. And then, like, I came back. I was all ashy when I got there. I got back all smooth. My
Man,
feet
that's
were smooth. I was like, dude, I've never felt my feet though so smooth, man. Like,
could
damn.
it's like the sand kind of exfoliates you or something
Exfoliates,
like that.
bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Rejuvenates you, the whole everything, bro. It was amazing. Bro,
Man, yeah,
you
I'm about
gotta
to
go,
plan a
bro.
trip. Yeah, oh, you know, you got me.
I
I'm
got
about to I'm booking a trip now. No, I'm playing.
you. As we speak, he's booking a trip to Tulum. Naviel, you heard it first.
Hey, you should be a voice actor.
I've been trying to do it, bro.
Oh
I need to
man.
get on. I need to get on. I try to get on Fiverr as a voice actor,
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
nobody
that's
hired me, man. Nobody believes in me.
Hey, nah, you should Hey man, you have a voice for it. You have a voice for it for sure.
Navi, put me on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I'm a man. I'll be hitting you up for sure. I just hit you up when we'll that'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. Yeah.
I can do a lot of voices, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's I that's when I heard it, I was like, yeah, you should be a voice actor. That's something.
You know what's crazy, bro? When I was younger, you know what inspired me to do voices?
What?
I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I'm pretty sure your dad has. It's called Police Academy.
I heard about that joint.
So
I heard about it.
ask your dad. Ask your dad. Police Academy. There's a guy that comes out And his name is Motor Mouth. And Motor Mouth would make tons of noises and voiceovers in this movie, bro. That was so entertaining for me. Like, I want to be that guy.
For real, that's fire. That's Motor Mouth. I'm looking him up now.
Police Academy, bro.
I seen skits of this, like little small like
Clips that come out.
clips. Yeah,
Yeah.
clips. I seen. Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, definitely do that. You definitely do that.
Thank you,
Definitely.
man. I appreciate it. I'm gonna change
No,
my
no.
voice right now. I'm gonna
But
be Barry White. I'm Barry White.
yo.
You have some really good
Oh shoot, what?
headphones. You have some really good headphones because you can hear like the change in my voice, you know,
Yeah, I could hear everything.
real clearly.
I could hear even the crickets, I think.
Yeah, dude, I'm outside, bro. My outside studios. Today we're in
Nah,
outside studios.
how the weather out there in Texas?
Bro,
Is
right
it
now it's
hot?
beautiful, man. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's about 80s, high 80s all day, and then like at night it's like mid 70s, low 70s.
Yeah, I
Very
can't.
beautiful.
Yeah,
But
that's.
call me in May, mid-May, early
It's too hot.
June.
Yeah, it's
It'll be
super
like
hot.
130 degrees over here. You can cook a cake outside. You can
No,
bake a
sir.
cake.
I'm not going nowhere in that heat. I'm staying in the
I mean, and
house.
yeah. And the thing is that we don't have like a, we have a river, but I mean, obviously it's the border. Come on, you can't go.
Oh,
We don't have like an ocean. We have to drive like 2 hours east to go to the ocean, or 2 hours, 3 hours south to go to South Padre Island. They're beautiful though. Beautiful.
It's something about dry heat that's way different from like not being by a body of water. That's that
Yeah.
Virginia heat is different from Georgia heat for sure.
What you like better?
Virginia people say they don't like Virginia. I like Virginia because at least I could feel the ocean in the air, you know, because
Yeah.
the ocean is right there. Out here, it's like I never forget it when I first came out here, and it was summertime and I was outside. Like I was like, man, I'm gonna chill outside. I'm like, I'm gonna take the heat, you know, it's cool. Man, my eyes had heartbeats. Like it was just it sucked all the moisture out of my body, and it was, man, it's different. It's different.
I'm going back inside, looking
I'm
like Ren
going.
and Stimpy and shit. I don't even think you know who that is.
Nah, I said I seen him. I seen
Oh,
that scene. I see that scene. I
the
seen it.
Chihuahua, you know how his eyes were like all dry and
Yeah.
shit. Oh man,
Yeah.
dude,
Nah.
man, we go all over the place in this podcast.
Yeah.
It's
Nah, it was
infinite.
cool, man.
That's why it's called Infinite Talks, bro. We can infinitely talk about whatever,
Yeah.
as long as we're in the positive mindset and we're sharing good stories. Even if we talk about negative stuff, but we make light of it, you know, like, hey, you know, I've been through some dark times and shit like that. But
Yeah. You gotta, I mean, you gotta all count it. It's about mindset, you know. If you look
yes,
at it
sir.
strictly bad and it's the worst thing, it's going to be
Then
the
it's,
worst thing. Yeah.
yeah.
But if you
It
look
is
at it
what you
like,
think it is.
yeah. It
And
is what you.
we can't change your mindset. If you think it's a certain way, then and we tell you otherwise, and you're, no, it's like this, and then okay, bro, it's gonna be like that for
Yeah,
you,
you
at least for you.
yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't force nobody to think different. That's one thing about a mindset. You can't force nobody to think different. You know, you can only change your mind. You can influence people, you can plant seeds, but it's really up to the person to want to really change their own mind, you know,
Yeah.
like at the end of the day. Changing your mind in general allows a lot of the mind is very powerful. If you can lock in with your mind, you can do anything. You can do anything. Anything. Anything.
Bro, 100%. I believe in that. And I can vouch for myself, because even I'm gonna say like back in right after high school. Like I had like this little depression, bro, because I think going through high school and being in sports, it was like you're like, yeah, you have something to do all the time and you're always active. But then school ends, and if you don't play a sport from that point on, you lose on the physical ability to mentally health, you know, to create that mental health. And I mean, back in the days, we didn't know anything like that. Like, oh, mental health, what is that, bro? I ain't gonna work out my brain. What's wrong with it? Like, my muscles into my brain. You know?
But it's cool that it's more acceptable now, but acceptable now in terms of mental health. But it's crazy that it wasn't back then, because that mental health is more than just like this facade of what people like. When you really sit down and think about it, like Who are you as a person? What do you want to do in life? What makes you happy? You know, reality, like what is reality for you? And right now, where do you want to be? Things like that. The mindset of an artist is that's one thing that I learned in artist development class. Artist development, that's another thing that a lot of people don't know, that developing who you are as an artist, what's your workflow? How do you work? You know, what don't work for you, you know, and you know, how to maintain health within a busy schedule, you know. I feel like that's important for any artist to get into your own development as an artist. A lot of artists talk about, oh, you can make a lot of content, or you need to be in the studio a million hours and this, but your development as an artist, knowing who you are and how you operate, is way more important for you to be efficient. Because if you're doing something that's not necessarily helping your creative DNA, and your creative DNA is just how you operate in your system and your codes, your genetic codes of how you operate. Once you tap into your genetic codes of how you operate, then you could be more efficient. But if you don't know, you're kind of working against yourself in a sense.
Man, that is beautiful, bro. Wow, I never, I mean, I thought of, no, not like that, but I know what you're talking about. Like, I know exactly what you're saying because it goes back to the DNA. What are you feeding the DNA to feel like melodic, to feel creative, to feel original, to feel at home, like within yourself, like not like I'm forcing anything. And take skill, man. I think, yeah, you made a great point there. Like, if you don't, if you're just not knowing who you are really, then what are you really producing? You know?
That's a big battle that a lot of people don't talk. A lot of people talk about machines, they talk about engineering, they talk about cameras, advertisement, all this stuff, but nobody talk about how to develop yourself as an artist. That's very overlooked in this music industry. And that's something that helped me to be where I'm at now. I had to develop as an artist. I had to go through periods of time where I feel like nobody understood me, you know. Like, dang, is anybody gonna listen to this type of music in this climate? You know, I had to go through, okay, well, who can I relate to? Who am I? You know, what do I want to do? What is success for me? You know, do I see myself being at a? It's just all these things that you have to really ask yourself, and
Really powerful questions.
really. And if you don't ask yourself that, life will answer that for you in some type of way. Whether you want it to be in the best case scenario or in the other case, you know, but you're gonna have to learn regardless. Whether, you know, the cool thing about it, if you learn about it and really ask yourself these questions now, it's only gonna help you, you know, as an artist. So I feel like that's what helped me ultimately before I pick up a machine or before I read a manual. I had to ask myself, who am I? What am I trying to do? You know, in the grand scheme of things, what is my purpose? What am I trying to, like, when it's all said and done, what am I trying to impact and what I'm trying to leave? I think that's, you know, important for any artist, any background of artistry, any, or just on a regular human level. You know, who
Dude,
are you? Yeah.
that's so fire, bro. That's amazing. I
Appreciate that.
think you need to write. That would be a great, like a, not like a book per se, but maybe like a to-do list, you know, like that'd be great for like somebody with insight. Like kind of like what you explained right now, it's beautiful, man. Like for real, because honestly, you can just start making music and not know who you are, and you go on this trajectory, and all of a sudden you're like, man, I don't even know what the hell I was doing this whole time. You know, like, what the, you know, I thought I knew, but then you're like, you wake up and you're like, holy shit. But if you really know exactly who you are and what, you know, route you want to take, I think you can be more impactful with the music or the artistry that you create.
Definitely. I think that I'm still developing as an artist. I don't think you're never finished developing, because you're going to constantly evolve, as you know, over time. And I think just being in tune with yourself and being able to know, okay, being aware of how you react in certain situations. You know, like if I'm feeling uninspired, quote unquote, if I'm feeling uninspired, that means that I've been too gridlocked into what I'm doing, that I need to go do things that make me happy. You know, I need to do things that, you know, just fall back and just enjoy life. Or if I feel like, you know, I'm frustrated and I'm not getting nowhere, then maybe I need to understand, hey, look at where you did, where you come from. You know, being, I need to be grateful, and I need to also understand how can I, what can I do to take it further. You know, it's like knowing when to do something because you're in tune with yourself, because you'll crash out in some type of way because you're not necessarily listening to the signs of yourself, you know.
Man,
So
you need to write that. You need to
yeah,
write that, bro. So you
I'm
need to write that down, man. That's
where I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take your advice.
no, for real, dude. I think that could help a lot of people. I mean, yeah, like it's just if you have that in your repertoire, like of you take that foundational approach, then going upwards is gonna be a lot better for you, you know, as an artist. Like you're just gonna feel more at home and a lot easier to make or break from the funk that you're going through, or actually get back into your creative process with a lot more efficiency. Without, I mean, that's a little bit more on the mindset, right? Because you still
Mindset.
need to get the skills and develop the ear and develop the creative process of like putting things together. Because that's, man, like you, I don't know how you do it, bro. Like you've always been this calm, or there was a raging time on you, or like I talk to you, bro, and you're in this like cool, mellow vibe.
My dad is super calm. I think I get that from him.
Yeah.
He's like super, so chill. He always been like that as a kid. He never, even when situations was like super, like, oh man, this is crazy,
He wouldn't cr like he wouldn't
he'd be super
respond.
calm. I
Yeah.
was like, to the point where I was like, dang, Pop, like, how in the world you? He just stay
Stay
calm.
resilient.
It taught me to think clearer. Being calm helps me to like think clearer anyway, you know,
And not react.
and not react.
Because if you react, sometimes it's not the best response.
Yeah, that's it's impulsive. You know, you're just going off of what you feel in that moment, then you might regret it. And you know, my just taking the time to sit still and, you know, be chill. It's a beauty in being chill.
It
I'm not a
is, bro.
rowdy dude anyway. I don't see myself. I could be hype, but if I'm a, you know, in terms of like just goofing off, I'm a, you know, I love joking, laughing, but for the most part, I'm chilling, you know.
I like that, bro. That's amazing that you're in because it feeds off to your music. Your music is very original. It's very calm, very intricate, very thoughtful.
Appreciate
Like
that.
you listen to it, bro. Dude, I respect your creativity because I think it was about 2002, 2003, and MTV back in the days was probably like the only one playing music around that time. There was other stations, but I remember that we watched MTV like late at night, like at 2 or 3 in the morning, and that's when they would play like all the creative shit, right? Like it was just like the most creative music they can think of because it wasn't as popular at that point. It was like new stuff that was coming up, so they would play. I remember this one, I forgot who it was, but I just remember that it was like a record playing. And it was like a record, vinyl record playing, right? And then that was a song. It was a record playing, but it wasn't playing a beat. It was playing a sound like that, right? And then on top of that, it had like other sounds. It was like one of the most creative songs I've ever heard in my life. I was like, dude, this guy's on something. Why is he on MTV, bro? That's dope. That's badass. Like, nobody's doing that. And I was thinking about the future, which is you coming around like. And I was like, dude, that Navi's doing that. And I don't think
I
nobody ever
appreciate.
told him to do that. Like you are creating on a whole other level. Like I don't think even AI can do that. You know
Yeah, I
what I mean?
appreciate
And
that.
that's how original it can be because
Nah, I appreciate that.
your vibe is just amazing, bro. So sorry, I saw a bug over here. I'm
Nah,
outside. But
not a
yeah, man,
buzz.
I was impressed. I was always impressed by creativity in the music because you get tired, man. Your ear gets tired of Oh man, I've heard that before. I've heard it before. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. Like it's just the same thing. But when something creative, like you think about like the Mozarts, you know, think about like all these people from when they had no influence from nobody, they just created out of creation. And that's what I wanted to see more as we go into the new genres of music and just creativity. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think that's something that I look at it like, what would the next generation look up to, you know? I know me growing up, when I got into music, I was like, man, why nobody doing this? Why nobody? And I would find myself saying why nobody was doing it. Then I'm like, I'ma just do it. Yeah. You know, and then I felt like once that I did, you know, kept doing what I was doing, I felt like it was important to stick to my guns and do it because I want to inspire somebody else to stay true to them, their self, and because it's beauty in being yourself. It's a beauty, and it sounds like, oh yeah, no, it's really a beauty in being fully authentic in yourself. Once you tap into that, the whole world is open, you know, like
And
even
especially
though,
now, like you can easily find your niche, like your niche or niche, whatever you're gonna call it. Like you are starting to grow that niche market, bro. Like people are starting to find you, like, oh yeah, that's something I would really like to listen to more, you know?
Now I appreciate it, and that's it's new for me because I would have never, I mean, I would dream of being able to have a conversation with somebody who wanted to interview me. That's dope for me in itself. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna tell everybody, yo, I got an interview. Like, you know,
For
I'm
real,
excited,
bro.
you know, and I appreciate you even taking the time to listen to the music because it's coming from a place of not just, hey, look at me, I'm doing this. This is it's authentic, it's my lifestyle. It's put in, and it's for not only the next generation, but for peers that's around my generation or anybody. It's really just to promote, hey, be yourself. So to the point where your beauty and yourself is a treasure to the world. You know, it's a treasure to the world. I would love to hear somebody or see somebody do something that unique to them because it's a beauty in that. Like you don't never see an orange compare itself to an apple. Like, man, I'm gonna try to be more sweet. You know, it don't even sound right. Like I'm gonna be more tangy. I'm gonna be, you know, it's like, you know, it's like nature. Like you don't see nature trying
Trying to imitate somebody
to,
else, yeah.
It's just like you said, like when I listen to artists when my dad put me on, you can listen to Busta, but he's on a song with Tribe. They got two different dynamics, but it goes together because they being authentic to themselves, you
Yeah,
know,
correct.
and
That's
you know it.
a great analogy metaphor because yeah, like those that era, right? There nobody was trying to emulate anybody, and then they were like combining forces, and that man, it was you wanted to see collabos back in the day, like oh shit, Busta Rhymes on with Tribe Called Quest. Who's this Busta Rhyme kid? Oh, he's from the leaders, what do you call it? Leaders of the new
With the
school.
new school,
Leaders of the new school, bro. Oh shit. And then when Jay-Z came on, oh, who's this Jay-Z guy with the original flavor? Who the hell is this guy? I don't know if you heard that track.
Nah, I never heard. I don't think I heard that.
Dude,
I need to. Let me put that
that's
in my phone.
OG Jay-Z, original flavor with Jay-Z.
I'm gonna have
It's
to
just
look
a
at it.
dope ass song, bro. It's probably one of the first songs I ever heard from Jay-Z. I was like, who is this kid? But
Nah, that's
you
fire.
would see these collabos, and now I think collaborations are, you want to stay away from it. I think you want to do your own thing.
That's it's I think the most important thing with now in terms of like collabing, it's about my platform now that I'm trying to build is to link with other quote unquote underground artists that's really dope that might not get the same shine and link with them because if we all authentic and we really dope and we stand in our lane and we collab with each other, it's now we're building a net worth of things where it's like the whole world is tapped in and we just gotta understand, like I said, the other conversations that need to be had to push the envelope of hip hop, you know? And I think that's important in terms of like making collabs because I've been collabing a lot this year. Like I took a year off to I've been making music, but